Sefer Shmuel Perek Yud Aleph. This parak discusses how Shaul defeated the king Nachash and rescued the Jews of Yavish Gilad. And Pasuk Aleph, Vaya'al Nachash Hamoni Vayichan al Yavish Gilad. The Nachash Hamoni, King Nachash, he came to the people of Yavish Gilad, Vayomu Kol Anshe Yavish El Nachash, and all the people of Yavish Gilad, they said to Nachash, Karos Lanu Bris Ve'avdecha, cut us a peace treaty and we'll serve you instead of you going to war with us. In general, as we have seen, Amon had a deep-rooted hatred for Klal Yisrael. King Nachash went to the place of Yavish Gilad, as it was located in Binyamin, and wanted to disgrace the tribe of Shaul's family. Shaul had not yet proved himself as a leader in the eyes of Yisrael, and Nachash certainly wanted to embarrass and dishonor the new king of Yisrael in the eyes of Yisrael. Nachash replied to the people of Yavish Gilad, he will only cut a treaty with them if each member of Yavish Gilad will poke out their right eye. The Metsudas explains, this would have been an additional disgrace to Yisrael that no one from the nation had come to the aid of the Jews of Yavish Gilad. In return, the people of Yavish Gilad asked for 7 days to send messengers throughout the land to see if support will come, and if not, they will surrender. The Ralbag and the Barbanel explain, King Nachash had agreed to this condition because he wanted to lure Shaul in to disgrace the new king in battle. And Pasuk Dalet through Pasuk Yud Aleph, after Shaul had received word of what King Nachash wanted to do to the people of Yavish Gilad, Shaul responded by cutting 2 oxen in half and sending them throughout Klal Yisrael with a message relating, whomever does not show for battle, their oxen will be cut in half like these. This message aroused Yisrael to Yiras Shamayim and fear of heaven, and Yisrael was united as an Ish Echad. In the meantime, the people of Yavish Gilad told King Nachash they will surrender to him. This was done as a means to trick the Nachash. 330,000 members of Yisrael joined together in unity for the first time under the rule of Shaul HaMelech for battle. The army was split into 3 groups. Army attacked Amon from three different directions. The Jewish army won the battle before the heat of the day had even begun. In Pasuk Yud Beis, after Shaul had proved himself as a leader in battle, members of Yisrael wanted to punish and kill the small minority of Yisrael who were originally skeptical and detractors of Shaul HaMelech when he was originally anointed, as we had learned in the previous parak. In Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayomer Shaul lo yumus ish b'yom hazeh, no one will die on this day. Ki hayom asa Hashem tshuva b'Yisrael, because today a salvation, a savior, Hashem made for Klal Yisrael. In Pasuk Yud Dalet and Pasuk Tezvav, which is the end of the parak, Shmuel then gathered the people to reaffirm allegiance to Shaul in Gilgal, and Shaul and the entire nation rejoiced and was very happy. I'd like to put a word on Melech Nachash, Bederek Drush. The Gemara in Yoma, Chav Beis, Amud Beis, states that in the beginning of Shaul's Malchus, Shaul was like a 1-year-old with no sin. If Shaul had no sin in a certain way, that would make him like Adam Arishon. And here we see the Nachash, meaning snake, had come to attack him. Just like in Gan Eden, the snake came against Adam, trying to make him stumble, bringing him all the way down. The Svarim HaKadoshim explain, we know whenever there's a Dover Shev Kedusha, a holy matter a person wants to attain, there will always be an opposing counterforce trying to stop you. And just when a person is going to attain that level of Kedusha, that level of holiness, the Nachash, the opposing force, will try its hardest to stop you before it loses and is defeated. Therefore, we need to have firm resolve and strengthen ourselves for battle and reaffirm our allegiance to Hashem in the way Shaul HaMelech did in order to defeat the Nachash. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.